Miharo. Kāre anō kia rongoa I tērā waiata, nā reira tino pai. Tēnā koutou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki mana tawa. Here with me, Moiawa on Radio Wātea's Drive Show. Hey, we're having a good afternoon. Why? Because we have someone on the line, and I'm so happy about it. We have Kura Turu Whenua on the line with us, who's going to have a kōrero with us about the mixtape comedy shows coming up next month. But also, there's a few kaupapa I want to bring up with Kura, so I'm glad that she's on the line with us at the moment. Tēnā koe, Kura.
Kia ora, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Hey, I'm going to drop a plug because I told my brother that we've got you on our show today, and he said, you know what, tell the bro I say what's up. And he said exactly like that. So my brother Ngāwari says, kia ora bro, what's up? And I was like, rude. How terrible. But hey, thanks for coming on to our show. I want to talk about Hoha Guy. I want to talk about mixtape. I want to talk about quite a few things because I before I introduced you in the beginning of the show and I said, this is an up-and-coming comedian, and I went, actually, I feel like you're already up there. What do you reckon?
I don't even know what I reckon. But first of all, sup, buddy. Your brother's a man. What a guy. Am I already up there? I don't know. If I mean, I feel like, you know, if I showed up to another, I'm still on drying. So I don't really feel like I'm that up there.
I will say between me and my peers, we like a certain type of kind of a laugh. And there's always these assumptions that younger people might not be able to get that laugh out of you, but you knocked that right out of the park. So that's why I put you up there. You might not be able to put yourself up there, but I guess that's as for me and mine, you're up there, bro.
Oh, shut up. I appreciate that.
Hey, so before we get into the mixtape comedy show, Hoha Guy, pretty cracker. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Hoha Guy is my first ever solo comedy hour show, and it's going to be in the New Zealand Comedy Festival over in Pōneke and back home here for me in Tāmaki Makaurau. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever written an hour of comedy and done a show completely on my own on stage. Usually I'm lucky enough to have other men as comedians alongside me, but this time it's just me. It's just me. And it's really been a case of just getting thrown into the deep end because I just wanted to make sure I was always keeping myself uncomfortable and pushing myself. And this really was the next, you know, logical push that I could see for myself, and a push it has been. And it continues to be.
I love that. I'm tempted to dive into that push that you were talking about, but we'll try stay up high. The content for Hoha Guy. I mean, I don't want to make assumptions. Are you the Hoha Guy, or are you talking about Hoha Guys?
I just feel like, you know, Hoha was probably one of the most frequent Māori words I heard growing up. And I feel like being a wāhine Māori, there's just like, I feel like a lot of it was listening to my mum and my aunties and talking to the kids, and I always felt like being Māori, you kind of are being a hoha in some ways for certain people that I shall not name. But it's just, it's everything to do with being hoha and sort of jostling the space that you're in just because you're in it. And also, they said that I had to give a name for the show. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't have a name in my head. So I just typed it in and I was like, yep, that's cool. That's cool. That's just a little extra for experts there.
It sounds perfect, like when you're talking about, I'm assuming that's going to be the content as well, so if that's the name for it, then pai, tino pai te rā ingoa. That's a cool kōrero, a concept even, if you unpack what Hoha Guy is. So when's that going to be on?
It starts on the 9th of May to the 13th of May in Pōneke. And then when I come back to Tāmaki, it'll be on the 24th and the 25th of May. Yeah, it's going to be cool. I've actually never done comedy in Wellington, so I'm really excited to see who's out there and who's keen to come and see a little wahine Māori do some jokes on stage for an hour.
I want to talk about how you were saying you're used to being with a group of people and now you're doing it by yourself. What is it like? I just finished talking about the fact that I usually have a co-host, but he's gone and left for another job. So now it's me. And the best way I could explain it to people was, I'm not Beyonce, but I remember watching this documentary on Beyonce, and she was saying how difficult it was when she left Destiny's Child. Because it was hard. So, you know, maybe we're Beyonce's. I'm not sure, but I just wanted to know what it'll be interesting to see how you deal with one being by yourself, but I just want to know what it is like to be with a cohort of people.
Yeah, I guess with a cohort, it's all about the group, and it becomes more about, the different styles and stories that people tell. But when it's just yourself, you know, people are coming to see you and specifically what you want to say. Whereas I love being in a group. The last show that I really loved was called Shoes Off at the Door, and it was all wahine Māori comedians. And it was incredible because you really got to see just how different wahine Māori are. There's no single voice that you could ever pin us down to, and that show really showed it. So I guess it's all about, you know, it's about celebrating how different we are when you're in a group. Yeah.
I heard lots about that particular show, and there was not one person that, like, didn't come back or come back saying that their eyes weren't red or their nose weren't snotty. Like, it was intense. It was intense. So, you are right. It's going to be cool to see who shows up for you. And I know that it's going to be great. I know people are definitely going to show up for you in Pōneke, and that's going to be interesting to. And we'll definitely be keen to have a cordial with you after the show, see how it all turns out. Okay, mixtape comedy show. Not much people know about this. I've been to one. The mixtape comedy show is, for me, where all the cool talent comes and shows who they are in South Auckland. What do you reckon?
Yeah, it's mean, because this year's mixtape is, last year I was lucky enough to do it at the Monaco Event Centre. They used to be Vodafone, now it's like Dewdrop. But now they're doing it in Mangere this time, at the Mangere Arts Centre. It's honestly, it's just cool to be able to have, like, brown people on the stage just doing what they do. Like, because, you know, it's really a celebration of brown excellence and brown funny, which I feel like we sometimes don't get to see a lot, especially live and on stage. I'm real excited. And I'm excited because there are comedians on here that I haven't even seen yet. And so it's just like, oh, my God, it's going to be cool. It's going to be real cool.
Who's going to be there?
There's two shows. I'm pretty sure that Bubba is headlining both of them. Bubba is one of my favorites because she's so freaking naughty. Oh, she cracks me up. We're real good mates. But, I think the night before me, there's her, Courtney Dawson, Bailey Poaching. They were on the last one, but there's going to be some other ones like Joel McCarthy. I'm real good mates with him. Opiti Waka, he's cool. He's Tongan Māori. Brooke West, they're all so cool. I think on the night that I'm on, there's Heta Dawson, and if you heard me say Courtney Dawson before, he's her dad, which
crazy.
Is honestly, it's crazy. Keegan Coven, he's crack up. There's going to be a Comic-Con called Celeste de Freitas, which I'm really curious about because she's Māori Portuguese and I've never seen her before. And I'm I think it's going to be mean. I'm really, really excited. Yeah, Oh, and Descalamjit as well is online now, and Ed Almond. Yeah.
That is a good point. You know, we do hear a lot from our Māori and Pacific comedians and everyone's different backgrounds and stuff like that, but I've not heard of a Māori Portuguese comedian jump on stage. So
oh, my gosh.
That should be. Have you seen the content before? This is going to be the first time.
This is going to be the first time I see her, I meet her, everything. I'm so excited, but also on that, okay, this is so random, but my mom, she revealed to me that we have whakapapa to Moriori people. And I was like, that's crazy, because she told that to me in a Facebook comment section. And I was like, this is a wild place to reveal my whakapapa to me right now. But alongside that, she also told me that we have Portuguese whakapapa, because of the whalers down south. But anyway, that was
that's a good point, because then I take back what I said before then, because that means, yeah, we have heard of a Māori Portuguese Moriori whakapapa comedian. And so, no, I appreciate that. You heard it here. And your next minute, your whānau hear the story, and they're like, that's an interesting place to learn where my whānau's from. So shout out to your whānau. This is true. Yeah. This is true. I love that. I love that. Chucks, what were we talking about? Yes. So we're going to have those people. It's going to be at the Mangere Arts Centre. You were talking about Bubba. I think I've got this the right person, but I went to the did you go to the Dave Chappelle show here in Tamaki?
No, I didn't get to go.
Oh, sorry, did I rub it in?
I heard she was I heard she
she had
she
to
ended up on stage.
She did And the thing is, it's like they knew that she could bite back. It's like they knew it. Because they didn't pick on her too much, but everything she was a comedy show in her own right, like for us in the audience, especially those who knew her. If I could film that, that's a whole blingin' sketch on its own. But no, you're right. She's hilarious. And then to see, I've not met her obviously in person, but when I saw her at Dave Chappelle, I was just like, do you even know what's happening here? Is there a camera? Because it was so funny. I swear there was a camera like filming that particular experience, but you weren't allowed technology in there, so it can't have been real. But yeah, so that's that kaupapa. What else is happening with you? What else are you doing? Last time I saw you in person, I was telling the people it was for Ohinga. We did that thing about moko kauai and dating and all of that stuff. What are you up to these days?
Yeah, and I said disgusting things on that interview.
No.
these days, kind of like a real mix of stuff. I just came off the hui doing their summer series, and it's so funny doing that mahi, because, you know, I met my family and they're like, oh, we just saw you on TV. And I'm like, oh, was it my comedy? And they're like, no. They're like, no, it was better than that. You were talking about the revitalization of Ōte, and I was like, oh yeah, that's true. but yeah, I've just come off that, and I'll be working on a couple more shows in the current affairs space. But I'm also lucky enough to be doing some comedy writing, but I can't talk too much about that because it's on that, you know, that top secret buzz.
Don't say that
secret
to us. But no, okay, we'll definitely keep that in mind then. Tell us more.
I'm like thinking, oh my gosh, I hope my like boss isn't listening. But yeah, going to be working on some Māori comedy shows, which I'm very excited about. And I think that when they start coming out, other people will be excited too.
I'm here for it. 100%. I'm here for it. Hey, I think I'll end it on that note because that's pretty exciting. I'm excited for you on your Hoha Guy solo show, but also, of course, all the other kaupapa that you're about. And we'll catch up with you soon, eh?
Man, thank you so much.
Nah, thank you. Have an awesome afternoon and an awesome weekend. Hei kona.
Yeah. Hei kona.
Kura Tura Whenua, motakuhe, Turu Whenua, she's a young comedian by the sounds of it, a journalist. That's what I thought I heard. A writer, a comedic writer, is that how you say that? Oh man, full of skills. And that's our future, e huama. Don't you love it? Ka pai, we'll go away for a quick waiata, and indeed we'll be back to, well, talk more. But we're very lucky to have Kura on the show with us. And again, you're listening to Manatawa here with me, Moiawa, on Radio Waiata. I'm going to play this waiata because it's one of my favourite waiata. And, you know, she made me think about our young people and what they have in store for us in the future. And this is certainly one. This is Mare with Tauanuku.